You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix. I'm going to be with you for the next hour and a half or so. And today we're going to be doing the third episode of a theme that was started last August. It's going to be the third and final episode of geography, since I had the idea of doing songs about places back in August, and when I asked for ideas from people, I got so many great ones that I decided to first do, I started off with states on August 21st, and then there were a number of great songs about cities, so I decided to keep it within the United States and do domestic cities. And we all took a road trip all around the country for that one. And now I'm finally going to do international locations. And I want to thank everyone who gave me ideas back in August, because I'm going to now be able to use the ones that you suggested that are all around the country. I mean, all around the world. I think we might even go to all seven continents. Let's see if we can make it. And actually, we're starting off with Antarctica, since the music that you're hearing in the background right now is called Theme from Antarctica, and it's by Vangelis, and it's from the soundtrack of the film Antarctica. And it's it was suggested by Nick Vianney, who says that, he says, quote, electronic music that is very powerful. And so we're able to hear that in the background here. So we're starting off in Antarctica. And let's now move to Jerusalem, which is the holy capital of Israel. And I'm going to be playing a song that was suggested by Faith Walker Breese. And it's a song called Walk in Jerusalem by Mahalia Jackson. And Mahalia was alive from 1911 to 1972, and she was from New Orleans, and she's actually one of the most influential gospel singers. And so this is a beautiful song called Walk in Jerusalem.
her, I had a flame, but she had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high, but she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico.
The beautiful smile and the song Mukayev.
You just heard a song called Benga that was Rai Kuder and Ali Farka Touré. And I was curious, what is Benga, that word? And it's a location, and it's actually, I found, in the Philippines, Angola, Burkina Faso, and Punjab, India. I believe that that reference in this song is the India one, but I don't know for sure. The name of the album is Talking Timbuktu, and Timbuktu is in the West African nation of Mali, and that's actually where Ali Farka Touré is from. So who knows, but that was a great chance to potentially go to India there. We also heard Montreal Waltz before that by Devin. And for those of you that don't know, Montreal is in the province of Quebec in Canada. We heard Mexico by Cake, and that song was suggested by Nick Vianney. And we started off with Walk in Jerusalem by Mahalia Jackson, and that song was suggested by Faith Walker Breeze. So, today on Maya's Mix, we're traveling all around the world, and a song that has been in the news lately, you might have heard about this story, is Land Down Under. This is by Men at Work, and yesterday on NPR, I heard a story about plagiarism, because a court judge has ruled that Men at Work breached copyright when they ripped off a popular Australian folk song to create their smash 1980s hit. And the theft might cost them millions of dollars in unpaid royalties. And it's a flute riff that's in the back that was the same as a children's tune called Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree, an Australian children's tune. And the original melody was actually penned more than 75 years ago by a teacher named Marion Sinclair for a girls' guide competition. And so it turns out the parties are going to meet again on February 25th to discuss the findings and begin discussions about what they owe them. But I find that really interesting. So it gives us a chance today to go down to Australia and listen to the song. What I want to do for you is play a clip of the song Kookaburra, the children's song. And this is by Baby Genius, and it's from an album called 123 Favorite Kids Songs. I'm just going to play a little clip, so you can hear it before we listen to Land Down Under. So this is what it sounds like. Let me do this.
Eating all the gumdrops he can see.
Stop, kookaburra, stop. Kookaburra, please save some for me. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he.
Okay, so you heard that, right? So that's the typical, the children's student, a version of it, of Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree. Now, didn't you hear something that sounded pretty familiar? So now let's listen to Land Down Under by Minute Work, and you're going to probably hear that same similarity there. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to get to travel all over after that one, too. So here's Land Down Under by Minute Work.
In a fried-out combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder.
My name is Janet Phelan, and I listen to KSKQ Community Radio on 94.9 on the FM dial in Ashland, Oregon.
Look at the paper, the words are written in the sand. April in Paris.
Well, that's not a bad tune either.
I just slipped into it just like we were cued.
April in Paris.
Chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the trees.
April in Paris. This is a feeling no one can ever reprise.
I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom shall I run to? What have you done to
Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, in Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople. Been a long time gone, a Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. That was They Might Be Giants. That song was suggested by Sarah Kowalski. And Istanbul historically was known as Byzantium and Constantinople. It's the largest city in Turkey. Before that was April in Paris, and that was Judy Garland and Bing Crosby. And the general song was suggested by Russ Adi. We also heard Stockholm by Leaky Lee. And Stockholm, as most of you know, probably is the capital and the largest city of Sweden. And we started off with Land Down Under by Minute Work. So this next set is going to, we're going to stay in the same city for all four songs. And normally I wouldn't want to do that because I like traveling all over the place with you guys. But for this set, all the songs are worth playing, I think. So I figured it's going to get us a little highlight here. It's London. And I've been to London. I like London. It's not my favorite in the world, but it is a very interesting city. And what we're going to be hearing is London Skies is what we're starting off with. That is the name of that song, and it's Jamie Cullum. And this song was suggested by Krista Coleman. We're also going to hear London Calling after that by The Clash, Guns of Brixton by Nouvelle Vague, which is a south borough of London. And then the last song is going to be Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. So I'm just giving you the heads up on the trip we're about to take to London, because all these are great songs. So the first one here is London Skies by Jamie Cullum. Oh, and before I even start playing that, I wanted to let you know something. You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. And actually, here's a good little opportunity to let you know that McGuire Industries Engineering is a proud supporter of our station. They provide communications engineering, solid state lighting, consultation services, and more. You can contact Mike McGuire at 541-201-8777 or email engineering@ashlandhome.net. And KSKQ thanks McGuire Engineering for supporting community radio. So let's go to London.
Paint a picture, clear cut and pale on a cold winter's day. Shapes and cool light wander the streets like an army of strays on a cold winter's day. Will you let me romanticize the beauty in our London skies? You know the sunlight always shines behind the clouds of moments chilled to the bone under infinite grace. Vision hindered, mist settling low like a ghostly ballet on a cold winter's day. Will you let me romanticize the beauty in our London skies? You know the sunlight always shines behind the clouds of certain, except everything you know can change. You worship the sun, but now can you fall for the rain? Will you let me romanticize
needle mania has bitten the dust. London calling, see, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stuck on him, the wheat is going thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
Door. How are you gonna come with your hands?
Salisbury Hill. That was Peter Gabriel. The song was suggested by Krista Coleman. And Salisbury Hill is a small flat-topped hill above the village of Batheaston in Somerset, England. So we got to be there. And then also Guns of Brixton by Nouvelle Vague. And Brixton is a south borough of London. London Calling by The Clash. That song was suggested by Sarah Kowalski and Stuart Finkel. And we start off with London Skies by Jamie Cullum, suggested by Krista as well. So we got to go to London there. And let's move on and let's jump over to a different continent. We're going to be going to Brazil. Now, in the past, there have been opportunities for me to play you medleys. And basically, if there's a song that has a range of really great covers, it's hard to decide which version to play for you. So thanks to Carson, who is another producer here at KSKQ, you're going to be able to hear his show coming up after mine. It's Latitude 42. He introduced me to GarageBand, or at least he mentioned it, and I decided to look into it. And GarageBand is a fun program that allows me to take a bunch of different versions and put them together into a medley that we can hear. And it's not that they're playing all at once, it's just that we get to hear a snip of one, and then it fades into a snip of another, and then another. And so for the song called The Boy from Ipanema, or The Girl from Ipanema, it's either one, there are versions of both, The song was suggested by Stuart Finkel and Clay Buston and Thomas Milsom. And there are many great covers of this song, and I wasn't sure which one to play, so I decided to do a medley for this one. And The Girl from Ipanema was a worldwide hit in the mid-1960s, and it actually won a Grammy for Record of the Year in 1965. And the version that is probably most well-known is the one performed by João and Astrud Gilberto and Stan Getz from 1964, which became an international hit. And it actually reached number 5 in the United States and number 29 in the UK. And it had high charts. It was high on the charts throughout the world. And numerous recordings have been used in movies since then. And sometimes it's used as elevator music, kind of for cliche elevator music. Basically, it's a fun song. And so, so you know the context, Ipanema is actually a neighborhood located in the southern region of the city of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And I was curious what Ipanema means, and it comes from the old Tupi language, and it means bad water. I was like, huh, okay. And in this case, it means bad for fishing, since the waves in that area are too close to the sand, which pushes fish away. So, interesting little tidbit for you to know about Ipanema. Okay, so anyway, what I'm going to play for you is the mix that I made in GarageBand, and you're going to hear 5 versions of both The Girl and the Boy from Ipanema. The first one is the most well-known one, Astrud and João Gilberto and Stan Getz. It follows by Crystal Waters, who and she sings about the boy from Ipanema, and she is an American dance music singer and songwriter, and the song is from the Red Hot in Rio album. It follows with a clip from Citi, who's a young bossa nova singer from the Philippines. And then we hear Lou Rawls, and he's an American soul, jazz, blues singer. So here's another funny thing. See, I'm excited about this. I learned a bunch of random facts. So Lou Rawls appeared in the first season of Sesame Street, and he was on to sing the alphabet, and he first dismissed the concept of using cue cards for the performance since he was just singing the alphabet. But then he actually ended up forgetting the order of the letters. Yeah. So anyway, Lou Rawls is singing his version of it. And then we're going to end with Diana Krall. And it's from her Live in Rio album. And she's actually Canadian, but she is singing to an audience that sings back in Portuguese. Okay, so now that I've got you all prepped, here is The Girl and the Boy from Ipanema, the mix that I made.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, a beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. I'm so sad.
danço o caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourada do sol de Ipanema, o céu balançado e mais que um poema, e a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Sozinha, se ela se pensa que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de caça, que fica mais linda por causa do amor.
Talk about tall and tan and young and lovely. The girl from Ipanema goes a-walking and a-whip. She passes, each one she passes goes, I said when she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, yeah. I said, oh, but I watch her so sadly. I wonder how can I tell her I love her. I said, oh yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each and every day as she walks to the sea, you know she looks straight ahead. She won't look back at me, not tall and tan.
Him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yes, I will give my heart gladly. But each day when he walks to the sea, he looks straight ahead like me. I smile, but he doesn't see. He just doesn't see. He doesn't see. He doesn't see me.
That was the mix of the girl boy from Ipanema. That was Astrud and Joao Gilberto and Stan Getz in the beginning, followed by Crystal Waters, Citi, Lou Rawls, and then Diana Krall. So I had fun with that. Thanks to the suggestion by Stuart Finkel, Clay Buston, and Thomas Milsom for the general song. I enjoyed being able to listen to the range of different versions of that. And let's move on and go to Norway. This is Oslo in the Summertime by Of Montreal. Yeah, and their name is even celebrating the theme. Of Montreal is the name of the group.
Thank you. waitresses who shake their heads completely at a loss. Oslo in the summertime, the streets are strangely quiet cause everyone's away on holiday. The summertime, Oslo in the summertime, Oslo in the summertime, Pakistani children play, locked inside of the courtyard all day. Pretty people everywhere, sun left hands and flaxen hair, just tell the American not to stare.
Le ciel, quel que soit l'enthousiasme ou la couleur des larmes, de plus en plus je me rappelle. I love Paris since the springtime. I love Paris since the fall. I winter when it drizzles, I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles, I love Paris every moment of the year. I love Paris, why do I love Paris? Because my love is near.
I Love Paris. That was Les Negresses Vertes. I probably am butchering that. It's from the Red Hot and Blue album, Les Negresses Vertes. Well, anyway, before that we heard Oslo in the Summertime by Of Montreal. And you're listening to Maya's Mix right now, and I'm going to be able to play for longer. We have plenty of time, so it means that we can continue traveling around the world together for the theme today, which is global locations. And right now you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. I really appreciate all the ideas that I've gotten from people for these songs, and I want to encourage you to stay tuned to my blog, which is at kskq.org/Maya. where I am posting the past shows' recordings and the lists of songs I play, as well as telling you about the upcoming shows I'm going to have in case you have ideas for themes. And next weekend is Valentine's Day. I, after much deliberation, decided to do a theme that is quite fitting for the holiday, and it's going to be songs that mention hearts. So any sort of heart, heartbreak, whatever heart is in the title or lyrics. If you know a song that you like and you want me to play it, please email me at maya@kskq.org. And if you're my Facebook friend, you can suggest it on Facebook, or you can leave a message for me on the blog if you want, because I'm now looking for heart songs, since there are probably a bunch of them, and I look forward to playing a good Valentine's Day mix for you next week. And you can also look, if you are curious about the past shows I've done, you can tune in and you can listen to them there. So this next song, we haven't been to Asia yet, have we? I don't think so. So we're going to go to Japan. Let's go to Tokyo. This is called Tokyo Eye by Sonic Youth, and the song was suggested by Sarah Kowalski. We'll be right back.
this house, leave this town. Leave it all to me, or you'll never leave the ground. Look at that tiny screen's too small for you. I think you should learn to dream, just like the dreamers do.
Soon be touching you and your strange bewildering time will hold me down.
China Girl. That's David Bowie. That song was suggested by Molly Ballou. And speaking of international travel, Molly is sure setting a good example for all of us. I would call her the queen of global travel right now, since she recently took a trip to the Philippines, and next week she's going to do a little weekend getaway to Hong Kong. I think that's where she's going. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's very inspiring. We are traveling all together right now on the show, though. And before we went to China, we went to Kathmandu. Those Cat Stevens singing that song. Kathmandu is the capital and the largest metropolitan city of Nepal, just so you know. And that song was suggested by Thomas Milsom. We heard Closer to Me by Dar Williams. And even though there isn't a location in the title, if you heard her lyrics, she was sure naming a bunch of places. She said Taj Mahal, Cameroon, El Dorado, Spain, the Eiffel Tower, Tokyo, Cape of Horn, Pakistan, Suriname, Baltic Sea. The list goes on, so that was fun. We got to travel all over with her song. That song was suggested by Derek Keevil. We started off with Tokyo Eye by Sonic Youth, and that was thanks to Sarah Kowalski. So I was taking a look at the songs we've played so far, and I realized that we have traveled to every single continent, as far as I can tell. North America, yeah, we went to Canada and Mexico. South America, yes, we went to Brazil, and I think there's another one. In Europe, we went to France, Great Britain, Norway, Sweden. I think there are others that I'm overlooking here. And then Africa. Africa's a little bit of a stretch, but we went to... Well, Benga, the song of Benga, even though Benga itself isn't in... is it? Yeah, I think there is a Benga. Well, the artist, the title of the album is Timbuktu, which is in Mali. So there you go. Okay, we went to Africa. And we went to Australia. We went to Antarctica. And we've been to Asia. Yep, okay, we've covered it. But let's continue traveling for a little bit longer since we have some more time. The next song is by a group called Beirut, which in itself is appropriate. And the name of the song I'm going to play is, okay, let's see if I can pronounce this, Prenzlauerberg. And that's a locality of Berlin, Germany. And Beirut is the capital of Lebanon, actually, the name of the band. But they're American. They're from Santa Fe, interestingly enough. And the group's music kind of combines elements of Eastern European and Balkan folk with Western pop music. This I discovered them through my sister Phoebe, who gave me the CD for Christmas. And when I was looking at the music that they have, there were quite a few choices that would have been appropriate for today's show, since here are some of their other songs. They also have Postcards from Italy is the name of one, Bratislava, which is the capital of the Slovak Republic, Mimizan, which is a commune in southwestern France, and there were some other songs too, so... Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I just wanted to give you the scoop on Beirut, the name of this group, and we're going to now move into hearing their song called Prenzlauerberg.
affection. And although he's getting old, Mr. Browning has a prediction. Roll your trucks in at dawn. Walk with me to the fountain and hold onto my arm. Come on, do what you did. Roll me under New Madrid.
Could hear her telling you in the song that was MIA. The name of the song was Amazon. We also heard New Madrid by Uncle Tupelo, and we start off with Prinzlauerberg by Beirut. So you're listening to Maya's Mix right now, and we really have traveled all over. We're gonna continue on, and I want you to stay tuned after my show, which will be, I'm going to be playing one more set and then end with another song. And then after that, at 4 o'clock, Carson Bench is going to be coming on with his Latitude 42 show. And then there will be some other great shows after that. Friday has a good lineup for you. And there was a song, I was listening to a great show and I was going to tell you about it and now I'm blanking out. But the good thing about KSKQ is there are a range of different shows that are giving people a chance to have a voice and also to share their own skills and their passions. And so I encourage you to tune into the station at other times too and listen to what other people are sharing. And you're going to probably get to hear some new music and think about things in a different way. So that's what this station is about, is giving people a voice. And I really appreciate being able to be here. As I told you earlier, in case you're just tuning in now, my theme next week in celebration of Valentine's Day is going to be hearts, any song that has reference to heart in any form. So if you have songs that you would like to hear, feel free to email me or tell me on Facebook. Maya@kskq.org is my email address. So for this next song, we're going to go to Germany, back to Germany, and the name of the song is How Far Is It From Here to Nuremberg, and it's by David Rovix, and he's been identified as a singer of songs of social significance. He's basically a grassroots political protester. So this is an opportunity for us to go to Germany. How Far Is It From Here to Nuremberg, David Rovix.
Someone else's soil.
Babylon was the name of that song, and that's David Gray. And Stuart Finkel suggested a different song with the same title by Don McLean, but I found this one, and I enjoyed this one. And actually, Babylon is a city-state of ancient Mesopotamia, and the song I played before that was called Mesopotamia, and that was the B-52s before that. And for those of you that don't know, Mesopotamia is the Tigris-Euphrates region in the eastern Mediterranean, largely corresponding to Iraq, as well as northeastern Syria and some parts of southeastern Turkey. So that's Mesopotamia for you. And we start off with How Far Is It From Here to Nuremberg by David Rovics. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. And it has been a lot of fun traveling to all the continents with you today here with these songs. And I am going to end with a song, and then this is going to be my last official song of this show of today, and then there are some other songs that are rigged up that will be following the theme after it, but I'm going to sign off with this one, and then at 4 o'clock Carson is going to be coming on with his Latitude 42 show. So the last one I'm going to play is actually going to take us right back here to the United States. Even though we're doing international theme, I figured I might as well include this one. The truth is I really just like this song and I really wanted to play it. So I decided I'm going to do it. The name of it is Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. And Cape Cod is obviously in Massachusetts, but it does have some international flavor to it because Kwasa Kwasa, Kwasa Kwasa, Kwasa Kwasa. It refers to a dance rhythm from the Congo where the hips move back and forth while the hands move to follow the hips. It was very popular in Africa in the late 1980s. And the words Kwasa Kwasa, Kwasa Kwasa might have come from the French croissant. What is it? So there are some international flavors in the lyrics and in the title of this. So I figure even though it does take us back to Cape Cod here in the United States, it does have some references to global regions as well. So it has been a pleasure, and stay tuned for Latitude 42. And here is the last song today, Cape Quad. Cape Quad Kwasa, Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, and this is by the group Vampire Weekend.
As a young girl, on a sandy lawn, as a sophomore, with reggaeton and the linens you're sitting on. Of Benetton.